Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. We'll start off the update today by announcing a roster move for the Eagles, as the team has officially released wide receiver Miles Austin and replaced him with Steven Means, an outside linebacker formerly of the Houston Texans practice squad. Now, earlier at the NovaCare Complex, we heard from head coach Chip Kelly, who spoke about how the win against New England on Sunday was obviously a momentous occasion for this Eagles team, but the team now needs to refocus as they get set for Buffalo.
You know, we take each week as an individual season. We had the same exact question after the Dallas game, and what will that do for you? And we went out and lost to Miami. So, you know, our total focus and concentration is just on Buffalo. You know, we'll highlight what we did well, but we also have a lot of mistakes that we have to still continue to correct, and that's part of what the weekly process is about. But really, our focus is just kind of lasered in on the Bills right now.
In last night's victory, running back DeMarco Murray had just 8 carries. But today, Kelly explained how the running back rotation was laid out in this week's game plan.
All of our running backs knew our game plan going into that game, so it wasn't a surprise to anybody in terms of what we were doing. And I think Deuce does a great job of handling those guys. But we have to do what's the best thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. And so we are not trying to win a rushing championship or a passing championship or a receiving championship or anything from that stretch of the imagination. We're just trying to win football games, and we're going to do whatever it is. There's going to be some games where we throw the ball a lot, and our receivers do a great job catching the ball, and you know, we're up in the 50s, 60s throwing the ball, and they got to make a lot of catches. And there's going to be other games where we only have 14 receptions, and that's what it is. But the end of the day, you're judged on, did you win or did you lose? You know, no one says, hey, how many catches did you have today? Did you guys win or did you lose? And that's what we're all graded upon.
Kelly also took some time to highlight some of the standout performances from last night's game in New England. And among those list of players was rookie cornerback Eric Rowe, who stepped in a big way for Nolan Carroll.
Obviously, Eric had to step up because, you know, losing Nolan was a big blow to us on the defensive side of the ball. And so now it's really the whole next man up concept. But for Eric to step in and do what he did, I was happy for him. You know, he's done it on a limited basis. You know, he had the pick in the Jets game. You know, first time he got in, he's in and threw it on him. You know, and for him to make that play, you hope he gained a little bit of confidence in that. And playing corner in the National Football League is very difficult because a lot of times you are left out on an island. But I thought overall, for him to play the way he played, and the same with Ed. You know, did they make mistakes? Yeah, they're correctable mistakes that they'll continue to learn and grow from. But I think it can help us in the long run that we're developing young depth in the secondary, and that was a big thing for us. We need to get some youth into the secondary and to be able to develop that as we move forward here. So
that will wrap things up for this edition of the 360 Update. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week for all the latest news.